Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim 21 years ago, is daf Mem Vav, and we begin with expanding on Rabbi Meir Shita that we mentioned yesterday about the Ma'arachot.
As we learned in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, remember Rabbi Meir held that there were four Ma'arachos every single day besides the fifth one in Yom Kippur. By the way, how did you enjoy the Abayda of the Gangadol? It's a shame we couldn't finish it all in this afternoon. But we got in a lot of it. So, Rabbi Meir holds there were four Ma'arachos. One of them was the Ma'arocha for burning up any Eivorim that were left over for the night before. We didn't put them on the Ma'arocha Gedoyla. We put them on a special Ma'arocha. Says Rabbi Lazar, in Bar Kapora's name, he said that even on Shabbos. Because you might have thought that on Shabbos we're not going to have the Ma'arocha to burn things for the weekend. No, not even on Shabbos he said it. So, big deal, Micah Mashman. I don't need Bar Kapora to tell me that. Tanina b'chol yom ha'yusham arba ma'arachas. I understand. That's what it said in the Mishnah. It said every day there were four ma'arachas. The way I read it, b'chol yom include Shabbos. So I don't understand what his finish is. On revolving, I'll take the finish. And that's our Ella the psulim. The finish is that Rabbi he was saying that Rabbi Meir held even a form of psulim. You would make a ma'aroch b'fnei atzmon. Of course, we're talking about psulim, which im olu levyered, certain psulim that the mizbeach is mekadosh. So once you put them on the mizbeach, they don't come off. So the finish is that if it was moshel and ma'or, as we'll see in a moment, then we will be mesada them. Especially, we'll keep them on the mizbeach, even though you might think, okay, once we already take them off the ma'aroch, so good, you know, it's already like yordah. No, it's not like yordah. We take care of them, we put them in the Ma'aroch of the Atzman. And that's the finish that Bar Kapora was coming to tell me. And, of course, Dafka Shemashal Ben Ma'ur, Avalo Mashal Ben Ma'ur Lo. If the fire hadn't been Tofes Ve'egorim, then already we don't put them on the Mizmeyah. You can hear me others say, Echak Shem Me'echak Psulim, that not only Psulim, Dafka is Mashal Ben Ma'ur, even Kshirim, if it wasn't Mashal Ben Ma'ur, Yini Lo Lo. Because on Shabbos, Bishleim Ezer already is chelik of the Mizbeach, so then we'll leave it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos and put it on its own Ma'aracha. But if it hadn't yet been konui, so to speak, didn't become lachmesh on Mizbeach by being nimshal by the Mizbeach, the fire didn't yet, wasn't tefes most of the Yever, then even a kosher, we wouldn't have been burning it on Shabbos.
Because
once I have to take it off. So then, remember the psulim, it's only imolu lo yerdu.
That is for the
yerdu.
That is for the
yerdu,
because that has to do with the okay.
But according to Rabbi Meir, these things were, first they were on the Ma'aroch today. Obviously, you know, they were part of the normal korbanos. Now when I'm coming to be in the Saturday, the Ma'aroch, they'll have to take them off. So then already I might have thought that it's yerdu, so that's like yerdu. You took it off already, so leave it on. Kamashkulan that I still put it on in the new Ma'aracha, according to the Meir. It's a big kiddush. Yes, the story of the Meir. Okay, Nikani Amri say that this din of Moshe by Ma'or is true even on Eborim Nedarkshid. Now, wait a second. Well, so getting back to this Afilu B'Shabbos. Tanina, I mean, isn't that. Forget about whether. Okay, I understand. You have a problem because it says B'chol Yom. Let's say you don't hold B'chol Yom means literally B'chol Yom. I can imagine that maybe Bar Kapora didn't hold that B'chol Yom means even Shabbos. It means on a normal day. You're supposed to use your brains to understand that. Not to mamsh B'chol Yom. But the problem is, it says Ayom Chamesh. Yom Kippur is the same in a Shabbos. You don't have to burn anything on Yom Kippur. And it says Beferish, every Yom Kippur there was five, right? A Yom Chamesh. So how are you going to get... I don't understand why anybody should have thought that there would be a Chiddush on Yom Kippur. Why do you happen to have to say it? If I see that on Yom Kippur I'm allowed to burn the Avorin from Erev Yom Kippur, what's Nafka Mina Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos, Shabbos, and the same thing as Shabbos? And Shabbos. I mean, that's what the Mishnah is saying, is that even on Shabbos. It's referring to Yom Kippur. Yeah, but you see, if you'll tell me that on Yom Kippur we dropped Rebbe Meir's, okay, but then it would only have been four. But according to Rebbe Meir, it says today there was five. So obviously we were burning Erev Yom Kippur and Seforim on Yom Kippur. So if so, then I understand that I was burning Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. What's the difference? Ah, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov. No, it's not so much. I still need because you know what I would have thought? I would have thought when it said Hayom Chamesh, it's referring to Yom Kippur that's Chal on Sunday. So then the Avorim of Shabbos, I understand I can burn on Yom Kippur. Because that we learn not from the Pasuk that Avorim Shabbos we bring on Yantar. We just don't bring Avorim Avorim. Huh? So if so, maybe that's what the Mishnah means, Hayom Chamesh, in a case where Yom Kippur comes after Shabbos. There will be five, according to Rabbi Meir. But who said, if you're willing to say that four doesn't mean literally every day, so maybe Hayom Chamesh doesn't mean every Yom Kippur is Chamesh. When Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday, there's Chamesh. So how that mean it? So I get the Chamina. Hani mili hecha d'chal Yom HaKippurim li'etz after HaShabbos. Since Chal Shabbos created the Yom HaKippurim, I will be emcher Shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes out on a Wednesday, so then lo, you can't burn Tuesday's Avorim on Yom Kippur. Hashemalon, therefore, comes by Kapura to teach me. No, you should know that the Meir held even on Shabbos. Amar Rav, man haidel chayesh lakim chay. What are these sounds I hear people in the background that don't pay any attention to the grains? When you read a Mishnah, you read a Brisa, you have to believe it. You have to pay attention to it. That's your Kemach. If you're going to start ignoring the Kemach, you might as well make up your own Torah. But B'chol Yom Tanan, you know what you're talking about over all these discussions. It says in the Mishnah every day. That's enough for me. I don't need all these Havaminas here. No, gosh, that's a problem. But Pliga the Ravuna, Lamaisa, both Bar Kapora and Rava over here argue on Ravuna. Because Ravuna held, Ravuna says, Chilase Doche, Sofo Eno Doche. That if you're bringing a carbon Tamid, so the Tchila the Tamid, meaning if the Tamid is the Tamid of Shabbos, and I'm doing the Shkitas a Tamid and so on, yes, that's Doche. But the Seifa Tamid, meaning if it's Friday's Tamid, now the leftovers of the tummy, the Avorim that I have to bring, that's not Teich. So Memela, if he says it's not Teich, he obviously is not going like Bar Kapor, it's certainly not going like Rava, because the Mishnah says B'chol Yom, and he's saying, no, Sari, it doesn't mean B'chol Yom, that's for Shalom. The din is the Seifei, the Yaktar, saying, Murim is not Teich Shabbos, if the tummy itself is not Teich Shabbos. Now, when he says Enodoche, he doesn't make it clear what he means Enodoche. He didn't say Enodoche Shabbos. He says Enodoche. Now, there's two things that are involved in Dechiyah. One is Tuna. Certain Korbanos at Tzibur Deche Tuna. The other is Shabbos. Korbanos Tzibur Deche Shabbos. What did Rav Huna mean? Says Rav Chista Amar, when Rav Huna said Enodoche, he didn't mean Shabbos. Deche is a Shabbos. It's Enodoche is a Tuma is what he meant. The Rabbah Omar, Doches Atuma, Veino Doches HaShabbos, is what he meant. Omar Le'abaye, the Rabbah. Le'didach Kashel of Chisah. Both of your Shitas in Rav Huna are ridiculous. Because Rav Huna obviously meant both. He meant it's not Doches HaShabbos, it's not Doches Tuma. The reason is very obvious, because we learn out the Dechia of Tuma from the same passage that we learn out the Dechia of Shabbos. It says B'moada, from like we had back in Pesachim. B'moada means B'moada afilu b'Shabbos, B'moada afilu b'Tuma. So I don't understand. Where do you come off making this distinction over here? Maish l'didovka, I understand what you're saying. Maish natuma, that you're holding that it's Deicha, is because the Chziv B'moada afilu b'Tuma. Shabbos Rami, B'moada afilu b'Shabbos. And I don't understand what Rav Chista is saying, Rav Chista Kasha. Maishna Shabbos Tefzib B'mayadai Afilu B'Shabbos Tuma Nami B'mayadai Afilu B'Tuma. So B'manach, if you hold that there's a reason for Rav Huna to say that this is not referring to a korban that isn't being brought on Shabbos Mamish, so then it shouldn't be dochen at all. Omar lei lo le libi kash, ro le chizbe kash. It's not. No problem on either. Le didi loy kash. What do you mean, lo gemoyata? Think for a moment. I mean, I'm talking, what did I tell you? What is Rav Huna say? That only the tefillah is daicha, but not the seifa is daicha. Correct? So now think, well, how does he come to make this distinction between seifa and tefillah? I'll tell you, Moshe. Seifa ketrilasa. I say, what he's trying to tell you is that the din of the soap of the carbon is the same as the tefillah of the carbon. So tuma, the tefillasa bar mitcha tuma hu seifa nami daicha. Tuma, what would have been the din if the tzibur would have been tamed on Friday? So we would have brought the carbon tamed on Friday, the tuma, correct? Okay, so now we have the leftovers of the carbon. Not much napkamina. If the carbon itself is daif tuma, so then the avarim are daif tuma. But Shabbos, understand, if Shabbos comes out on Friday, what are you telling me, b'moyah daif tuma Shabbos? I mean, obviously, by definition, there's no way for Friday's tamed to be daif tuma Shabbos. So therefore, since the tefillah is not bar mitzvah Shabbos, the mitzvah of this carbon was not meant to be brought on Shabbos. So it makes sense to say sefenami lo dochi. That's all I'm saying. That when the Torah says b'mayadai, it's not going to give the din of the leftover eborim a different halacha than the carbon itself. That's all I'm saying. That's probably what Rav Huna meant. Mashein came the tuma is consistent. The beginning of the tuma would have been daicha Shabbos. So if now everybody's tame only at the last part, so the last part is daicha tuma. What's the difference? And Lurv Chista also, it's lo kasha. Okay, obviously he doesn't hold my approach. Sofo kitriloso less. He doesn't hold that we look to see the consistency that the Yevorim should have the same din as as we know, tuma is only doche. Carbon is only doche tuma. Tuma is tchuyah b'tzibur, because that's the shita of Chista. And Shabbos is in doche. There's no din of Shabbos for gabbai the korban and tzibur b'chlal. That's a tzibur mitzvah, is to bring it on Shabbos. Memela, he says like this. Shabbos to uchur b'tzibur, the Torah b'chlal wasn't makbid on the din of Shabbos at all. There's no, you're not supposed to try to figure out a way not to be doche Shabbos with your korban, obviously. It's given to be doche Shabbos. So memela, if that's the case, so sofo nami doch. And then that means the Torah doesn't have hakpadah. So what's nafkamina, the first part of the carbon, last part of the carbon? Tuma, mashenkin, tuma, the Torah is always makbid. Try your best not to be daikah, if you can. So therefore, since it's only tkwiyaki b'tzibur, so tichi, lasai, the ikir kachora, doch. That I have to do the shlita, the zrika, that's the ikir kachora of the carbon. Okay, that's daikah. The leftover egorium. So for the lavi kapora, if I didn't bring that, nothing would happen. It doesn't affect the kapora. That's what does. Itma. Amachabe ish machata uminora. Remember that we had yesterday a limud that taught us that we take the fire for the machta on Yom Kippurim and also for the menorah every single day. We take it from the mizbeach. And as far as the din of the mizbeach is concerned, it says that the Esha Mizbeach Tukad, but Lo Tichpe, and Lo Tichpe is a long test. It doesn't mean it won't go out, it means it shouldn't go out, meaning you're not allowed to put it out. So now the Shaila is, what happens if someone puts out the flames of the Mizbeach for the menorah and the mat? Do we say that since it came from the Mizbeach, so it has the same name of Lo Tichpe? Or once it's taken off the Mizbeach, it's already not Lo Tichpe? So, by Omer Chai, Rav Omer Chai. Now, the Kavya Barosh Hashem Mizbeach Chileam Lopliki Dechai. If it hadn't been taken off of the Mizbeach yet, and it's still up there, so then of course it's Chai, because then it's one of the Mokades on the Mizbeach. It's one of the Marochas. What's not to know what its Tachlis is? The Teres of Lotichbe on the Esha Mizbeach. This is one of the Ishiya Mizbeach. Kipliki the Achsiya Haravakav. The machlokas is that you took it off in order to use it for the makta for the menorah, and then you put it out. So Abaye Omer Chayim, Hashem is be'achu. Abaye says, what's happening and where it's located? What's happening and where I put it out? Is this or is this not an Hashem is be'achu? Hashem is be'achu. Your Chayim Torah doesn't say, don't put it out while it's on the Mizbeach. Rav Amar what? Rav says, no, given the nitka, nitka, once you took it off, you took it off, then it doesn't have a din anymore of Eishan Yisbein. Is that so? So Allahad Yomar of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amorit Gat Gelas Mi'agami HaMizbeach Mi'kibo, Chaya. We have a mimer that if somebody takes off a coal from the Mizbeach and he puts it out, he would be chayav even though he didn't put it out on the Mizbeach. Put it out off of the Mizbeach. So you mean to tell me that's Kiman Kabayim? Only a Bayim would hold that? Rav holds one subject's taken off the Mizbeach, there's no Yisr Kviya? No. Feel the same with Rav. When Rav said intik, he didn't mean it was intik from the Mizbeach physically. Awesome, lo intik le mitzvasa. Okay, intik le mitzvasa. It's a big difference. By the makta, the esh for the makta, the esh for the menorah, it was put there in order to be used for a mitzvah to take it off of the Mizbeach. So once I take it off of the Mizbeach, it's no longer shaykh to Mizbeach. It's now shaykh to its mitzvah. The Torah never said, don't put out the fire of the menorah, so I'm not over. A shaking over here, what's that? You know, it's on the Mizbeach. I took off a gachelis. Once I take it off, so no matter what, it's no longer part of the... And that's part of the way of putting it out. It's taking it off and putting it out. So therefore, even Ravik would be made in that case, I would be fine. Ikidi Amri, there's another lashon that learns just the opposite. That the after hour of a kavi kuli amalo pligi depart on the contrary. According to this lashon, everybody is made that once you took it off of the Mizbeach to bring to the menorah, for sure you would be potter if you put it out. By the way, you should have asked me the other lashon over here. How it says that if remember, he takes out every day, depending on the machlokas, but there was always extra ashes that spilled out, and it says mechavda liyama, and the yama was filled with water. So it turns out that he would be mechavda. A kav, two kav, maybe even three kav, according to Rabbi Yosef. So all of those he throws out. Wait till oh, maybe.
Maybe
what? Yeah. No, but if you hold it. That's not Dishan. Dishan. No, the master that he used to.
He
took it out in a big one and he spilled it out. And all these. Ain't nothing on it. There's a big machlokas we've shown him. Some say what Spencer says, that it means that you have to wait till they go out. And then look out of there. Others learn the Amma over here does not mean the Amma with the water. It's a different Amma. Others explain that that's already alumnus. After Musaf Neil, sorry. But others explain that it works out even according to this. But that Rav would never upset. I mean that I would never upset. It's a big thesis of you, never chance. Anyway, so the other lotion has just the opposite. Once it's on the ground, everybody's made it at its bottom. Keep blinking the kavi brush on his back. The bayam rechayim. It's an eshem mizbeach. It's one of the marochas. Rav Amar Pata. Rav says no. It's not a marocha on his back. Once it's clear that it's being taken for the menorah and for the matzah, it's not shayach or mizbeach. The Torah was only makbid on the fire that would be used as mizbeach. So kiven de nitka, nitka. Now we have a serious problem. Because all the amr nafin amr rabba barvua. Now that you're telling me that everybody is made it, that once it's on the ground, that your vadai caught her, so now it turns out that Rav Nachman was saying it's in against every shita. Because he says if you take a gafelis, you put it on the ground and put it out, you're fine. And here, both Rav and the Bayer are made it, that you're potter. So it's the Gemara, it's no kasha. When did we say that everybody is made that you fought her when it's on the ground? That's tafka when it was taken off in order to be given to the makta and the menorah. So then it's potter because it was intik the mitzvah, and that was what it was miyuchet for. But certainly they could both agree that if you took a gachelis that was meant for the mizbeach and you take it down and you put it out, you're still going to be fired. Both according to Abaye and Rava. So the male, it's no cash for him. Hadron Lof.
Torah of the Kalpi, lean at her.